following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi, welcome to Wilson Wednesdays.
Hello, hello.
How is everybody doing today?
Fine, I think they're fine.
I think they're fine. We can't hear your response.
I feel like it's Blue's Clues. Like, how are you doing? And then they're waiting for your response.
Hey, just in our brief time here today on a Wilson Wednesday, I thought Bethany, who just came back from the women's retreat, could give us a little bit of a report of what it was like, maybe some things that happened, give us the inside scoop. All the down
for all the guys who are dying
well, here's
to know
what
the
I
women
heard.
Did at the women's retreat.
What goes on at a women's retreat exactly?
And the women home, they're like, I'm not telling you, it's a women's retreat.
I'm thinking guns, archery. Mm-hmm. You guys did have steak.
Whittling with knives.
I heard you guys had good steak.
We did. Peter Wright, shout out to Peter Wright and Lee Hurst who came up.
Peter Wright,
they needed
Lee Hurst.
Yeah.
Heroes.
Yes, they stepped in and helped cook for the weekend because they were short a couple cooks. And, you know, with COVID, everything was different for the conference center. So they stepped in and those guys are amazing. Just served all the women of Refuge.
What was the theme?
The theme was to everything there is a season, Ecclesiastes 3:1, which we were just going through as a whole church. Our speaker was Cher Pye, who's amazing, author, speaker. Shannon led worship, Shannon Quintana. And it was awesome. We had 154 ladies come up and just a lot of ministry went on. She talked about, I think the main theme that a lot of us went home with is we talked about different seasons of life, how to everything there is a season and he makes all things beautiful in its time. And she talked about God is here in every season. That every season gives us an opportunity to be in awe of God in every season. Mm. So whether that is, you know, a season of life, like singleness, marriage, motherhood, empty nest, widow, caregiving, loss of a child, different things like that. In that season, we have the opportunity to be in awe of God because of who he is and how he proves himself in that season. So that was the biggest thing I think that I took home and, you know, touched a lot on fear and recognizing that God is here. And so even though our feelings can kind of get away from us, the word says that God is greater than our feelings. God is greater than our heart. He's greater than our feelings. So even though we're feeling something, just because we're feeling that fear doesn't make that thing we're afraid of happen.
Right.
And so recognizing, like, if you can pull back out of that feeling, out of that fear, and recognize God is greater than this feeling, I'm going to move forward. I'm going to keep going. So there's that. And we also had a panel session.
What's a panel session?
A panel session is where you have a panel of speakers that are going to share on different seasons of life. So we had Katie Burke and Nikki Madigan, who we love, talking on singlehood.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was awesome.
All right.
So great. And then there's Jack and Wilson Wednesday. And then I shared a little on marriage, even though we're 17 years in, I just shared what we've learned so far from other experts. Sharon Olson shared on motherhood, which was so great. My mom shared on empty nest.
Who's
Joy
your mom?
Welsh. Joy Welsh.
Joy
shared
Welsh.
On that. And then, Patty Pointer shared on widowhood.
Wow.
And then Sandra Beta and
wow.
Mary J shared on caregiving. Sandra has a special needs son, and Mary has given care to her mom. And
wow.
Both of them, other people.
Is that
lives.
Recorded somewhere? Is that?
Yes. Oh, yes. So it's going to be, the messages are going to be on. They should be on the women's ministry page on the website. You will be able to find them on refugefamily.com. Yeah, all the messages should be recorded on
wow.
there. So it'll be
those
up.
Those some great ladies.
Soon. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was great.
And you, I heard, like a number of months ago, I remember we did a little analogy of a roller coaster.
I did use that.
It was first here on Wilson Wednesdays.
It was first here. And what did I use it for? I used it
to talk about?
I actually, instead of using it to talk about like enjoying the ride and kind of the whole fear thing of stepping out of your fear, because I'm afraid of this roller coaster, doesn't make this roller coaster change what it's going to do when I step on it. So if I can step out of that.
But I remember, can I tell you what you did?
Yeah.
I know what you did.
What do you
see
know?
If I remember.
Okay.
I think what you used it for is that the fear on Abby and Taylor's face mm-hmm. was because they'd never done it before
yes.
and they were afraid of it.
Yes.
But we didn't have that fear because we've been on roller coasters
yeah.
before.
We're like, yay, cheering them on. Like, yeah. it's so fun.
And they're
it's
like,
okay.
And,
that's what I'm asking for. Yeah.
And so sometimes being around people who've gone through it before mm-hmm. and been there before, which is, I just think, is a great thing about that retreat, because you have ladies who have walked through all the things that you just talked about. And you have younger moms and younger ladies who are walking through that now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would just say with Refuge too, there's a great mix of people mm-hmm. who've been on the roller coaster, walk through it, and then can speak into the lives of people who
yeah.
maybe that's happening to for the first time. And really, I think the Lord calls us to mentor, disciple people
yeah.
in those moments.
Yeah.
I got it right.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. Because I said the difference between the expressions on our face and the expression on their face is experience. So
yeah.
if you've been there, you can pour. And that was something really cool that Nikki and Katie, but I think Nikki said that because when you're single, you do have more time to pour into other people. You have just more physical time because you're not caring for other people in a home necessarily. And so looking for people to pour into, mentor, what she's going to be doing on a big scale.
Children's ministry director.
And Katie does Hello Team.
Oh,
so they're just
great, amazing, incredible.
Yeah.
The list could go on to describe those two people.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Awesome.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for joining us on Wilson Wednesdays. Women's retreat went well.
Yes.
Men have some stuff coming up. I think they're going to Hume. And I think we're also doing a pursuit conference, which is just a one day conference, and we've got 4 speakers, and it's going to be great. So men, get ready for that, signed up for that.
And women's study starts September. Go on the website.
September.
It's in September, and we're going
just
through
go
James
to the website.
And Philippians.
I'm
so excited.
You can go to the info counter or the website. That's the answer.
I should know the information before.
All right. Bye, you guys.
Happy Wednesday.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.